AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The government shutdown is now the second longest funding lapse in modern history. It's day 22. CBS's Torian Small on Capitol Hill.
Republicans are accusing Democrats of gaining favor with what they're calling the radical left side of their party. Democrats are accusing Republicans of looking to point the blame while washing their hands of any responsibility.
Vice President J.D. Vance met today with Israel's prime minister, part of a diplomatic blitz by the Trump administration. Holly Williams reports from Tel Aviv.
The Israeli media is reporting that Secretary of State Marco Rubio will also come here later this week. Make no mistake, U.S. officials are working very hard to try to keep the president's peace plan from being derailed.
Israeli lawmakers advanced two bills on annexing the occupied West Bank, something President Trump has made clear he will not back. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A new apartment project breaks ground in Merrill this week. WSAW reports a new housing project along the Wisconsin River will break ground tomorrow. The project, called The River, is a market-rate apartment complex that will feature three 22-unit apartment buildings located on South Keys Street along the Wisconsin River and the River Bend Trail System. The buildings will be constructed over the next 3 years with room for future expansion. The groundbreaking ceremony and a key presentation is scheduled for 1:30 p.m. tomorrow. The Wausau River District is seeking a new executive director. The position was left open after former executive director Callie Wolk was removed last month. Her removal followed a social media post appearing to celebrate the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The executive director is responsible for coordinating projects, programs, and policies within a downtown revitalization program that focuses on historic preservation and downtown economic development. Applications to fill the position will be accepted until this Friday, and those interested must email a cover letter, current resume, and a list of three references to the president of the River District Board of Directors. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to celebrate Forest Products Week. According to a press release, the state's forestry industry generates an estimated $27 billion in goods each year and supports over 56,000 jobs, leading to a total economic impact value of over $41 billion. Forest Products Week is meant to recognize the workers who help sustain the crucial industry in the state. More information on the economic impact of Wisconsin's forestry industry is available on the DNR's website. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
We're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right, I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
98.9 WXCO Wausau's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Break out the umbrella. Some showers around the area today. Clouds at mid-40s. Breezy northwest winds to 25. Showers tapering off tonight. Clouds stay with us. Lows in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy Thursday. Again, highs in the mid-40s. Currently 44 degrees.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to Sean O'Malley about your money and the markets and how the State of Wisconsin Investment Board made a killing off of crypto, then wisely got out.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So the Jim Jordan over at the House Judiciary Committee, you know, the guy who helped cover up a sex scandal at the University of Ohio, I believe it was, or is alleged to have helped cover it up, Gymnasium Jim, in a letter to Attorney General Pam Bondi, Trump's former personal lawyer and the former chief law enforcement for the state of officer for the state of Florida. She was a Florida's attorney general for 8 years while Jeffrey Epstein was raping children and never even looked at it, just turned her head away consistently for 8 long years. But anyhow, Jim Jordan sends this letter to Pam Bondi saying that the former CIA director, John Brennan, has made, quote, numerous willfully and intentionally false statements to Congress. Specifically, John Brennan spoke to Congress about the association between the 2016 Trump campaign and Russia. Now, if you think that there was no connection there, number one, I refer you to the Mueller report, 10 specific examples of Donald Trump himself engaging in criminal obstruction of justice. Some 20 plus people were indicted as a result of that. There were a bunch of convictions. They all had to do with the Trump campaign being associated with Russia. So John Brennan was not lying to Congress. But Jim Jordan writes, this is, you know, again, the guy who refuses to even address these charges that he was covering up things. Jim Jordan writes, making false statements before Congress is a crime that undermines the integrity of the committee's constitutional duty to conduct oversight. So they want to throw the former CIA director, John Brennan, they want to throw him in jail because he lied to Congress, they say. When are they going to go after Betsy DeVos? She claims she was not involved in her family foundation in sworn testimony before Congress when filings show that she was the vice president of the family foundation for 17 years. She lied to Congress, Betsy DeVos. Or Steve Mnuchin, who was Trump's Treasury Secretary. He said One West Bank did not engage in robo-signing foreclosures when court documents clearly show that they did. He lied to Congress. Or Tom Price, Trump's former Health and Human Services Secretary. He lied about stock trades in the health companies that he was overseeing when he was the head of HHS. Or Jeff Sessions, Trump's former attorney general. He said during his 2017 confirmation that he had no communications with Russians. And later he acknowledged that, yeah, he was talking to Ambassador Sergey Kislyak and repeatedly refined his testimony. Right. In other words, he realized he had lied and he tried to clean it up, but you know, Jeff Sessions lied to Congress. Bill Barr, accused by fact checkers and reporters of misleading Congress about the Mueller report. Wilbur Ross, the former Commerce Secretary, the Inspector General for the Commerce Department, said that Ross misrepresented the rationale for adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census. The Department of Justice declined to prosecute. That was Biden's Department of Justice, by the way. But he lied to Congress. Kirstjen Nielsen, Trump's former Homeland Security, the held the job that Kristi Noem has now. She testified that there was no policy of family separation, when in fact, you know, we learned later that there was a deliberate policy of family separation. Scott Pruitt, the EPA administrator, he told Congress he didn't know about big raises for close aides. Reports and internal emails show that he did know about it. In fact, he pushed them. His former deputy chief of staff publicly said that Scott Pruitt lied to Congress. They're not prosecuting him. How about Brett Kavanaugh? He was a D.C. Circuit judge at the time, and during his confirmations, one of the critics said Kavanaugh misled senators about his Bush-era role and other major matters. Major outlets catalog instances they called misleading or false in the Washington Post. Or Judge Matthew Kaczmarek, the guy who tried to outlaw mifepristone, the abortion pill, nationwide. Press investigations reported he failed to disclose and removed his name from a law review article while seeking confirmation before Congress. In other words, he lied to the United States Senate. So is Matthew Kaczmarek or Brett Kavanaugh or Scott Pruitt or Kirstjen Nielsen or Wilbur Ross or Bill Barr or Jeff Sessions or Tom Price or Steve Mnuchin or Betsy DeVos, are any of them going to be prosecuted by the Trump Justice Department for lying to Congress? Because, you know, it's fairly well documented that all of them did, or at least allegedly did. But no, they're going after John Brennan. Why? Because he went on television and criticized Donald Trump. This is not how democracies work. This is how authoritarian dictatorships work. That is what Donald Trump is trying to establish here. He is taking instructions from Vladimir Putin and following the model of Viktor Orban about how to turn America into an authoritarian dictatorship. And we are a startlingly far way down that road right now. I mean, you got people who are just terrified that they're going to be next. The Olivia Troy, for example, she was high up in Mike Pence's office, and you know, during the Biden administration, she came out and was on TV on MSNBC quite a bit, talking about how corrupt the Trump administration that she was a part of was. And she's got an elderly mother that she cares for, and she's very worried that they're going to come after her. Yesterday on MSNBC, I saw an interview with the congresswoman. I'm forgetting her name right now. I believe she's from Maryland. I could be wrong, but, you know, one of those East Coast cities near D.C., who went to inspect an ICE facility and got arrested. She's being prosecuted by ICE for, like, assaulting an ICE officer or something like that. And she said that it has cost her over $1 million to defend herself. This is how they break people. Trump's been doing this his whole life. This was something Roy Cohn taught him how to do. If you don't like somebody, if somebody comes after you, sue them. Sue them into bankruptcy. And these people, you know, Miles Taylor, Miles has been on this program, and he's talking about how, you know, what happened to him. You've got, this is just astonishing. Peter Nicholas and Natasha Kerecki over at NBC News reached out to 30 former Trump officials and said, you know, basically, are you worried? And the people are freaking out. They're very concerned. Miles Taylor said he got a threat. As I said, he's been on this program a couple of times. He got a threat from a person living in the South. More recently, he said his wife received a message warning that she'd be forced to watch while her husband was executed. He described arriving home and seeing his wife in tears and shaking after she received the death threat. He said, I haven't threatened anyone with violence. I haven't committed any crimes. I've expressed a very strong political opinion about the president of the United States, and the consequences have been the destruction of our personal and professional lives. Of the 30 people that NBC News reached out to, many of them just refused to talk. They were frightened. In his inaugural address on January 20th, Donald Trump said, quote, never again will the immense power of the state be weaponized to persecute political opponents. We will not allow that to happen. It was a lie. He's doing it right now. On September 20th, he posted a message which was supposed to be private to Pam Bondi saying, you know, go after James Comey, go after Letitia James, go after Adam Schiff. And you know, the prosecutors refused to do it when Bondi asked them to. And so then he hires Lindsay Halligan, this former beauty queen, who now has a law degree and was his personal attorney, who's never been a prosecutor. And, you know, she gets an indictment for Comey 5 days later, and 20 days later, she's going after Letitia James. Chris Korge, the Democratic National Committee's finance chair, who has spent decades working on presidential campaigns, you know, writes NBC News, said that even raising money for Biden's presidential library has become a challenge during the Trump administration. People are afraid. I'm quoting from NBC News. Some major Biden donors have decided to support the library effort, citing several reasons, including anger and fear of retribution from the White House's current occupant. This person doing the fundraising said, quote, it is unequivocally a fact that we would be raising more money with major donors with the DNC today than we are because of the intimidation factor that Donald Trump has caused. I have talked to a lot of major donors who do not want to take a risk that Donald Trump will go after them if they contribute, if they give a $1 million check. They would have done it, but for Donald Trump. And now you've got nonprofit groups that Trump is going after this executive memo. And in fact, he's signed this order directing the intelligence agencies and the FBI to start going after any Americans who, quote, present hostility toward those who hold traditional American views on family, religion, and morality. In other words, anybody who is queer or who is a friend of a queer person or has ever come out in favor of the rights of LGBTQ plus people. Eric Swalwell from California, he's got three young children at home. He said, you know, there's somebody reached out to his wife and said, you know, there's illegal aliens in your area that'll cut your effing throat for a $20 bill. I'm going to start handing out pictures of you with instructions. Your time is limited. If you do have children, you might want to kiss them goodbye. Caller says to Eric Swalwell, do you prefer the type of blade they use on your throat, do you? Or would you rather be strangled with a garrote? It's your choice. Wonderful people, these folks who support Donald Trump. Very thoughtful. This is the kind of stuff that people in the public eye who are condemning or just pointing out the crimes of Trump and the people around him have to face on a regular basis. I can tell you from personal experience. And this is wrong. This is just wrong. This should not be happening in America. These are Klan tactics. This is what the Klan used to do. 18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls. What's on your mind? Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair and fear is not an option. Stay tuned.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Pop
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A lawyer who had multiple phone calls with President Donald Trump during the January 6th insurrection has been appointed by the president to investigate debunked allegations that widespread fraud changed the outcome of the 2020 election. He has 130 days as a special government employee to complete his assignment. The Wall Street Journal reported October 17th that Kurt Olson, a product liability attorney turned Trump election lawyer, was appointed to look into President Trump's claims that the 2020 election was stolen. According to the January 6th Select Committee report, it was Olson who drafted a memo on January 2nd entitled "The Role of the Vice President in Receiving Votes from the Electoral College," and he spoke with Trump three times on January 6th. The Detroit News reports that Olson has recently been involved in defending another Trump election lawyer, Stephanie Lambert, from accusations she and others tampered with Michigan electronic vote tabulators. He defended U.S. Senate and Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake in her baseless challenges to the 2022 election. A judge sanctioned Olson for, quote, "false, misleading, and unsupported factual assertions," though his fines were later dropped. Two good government groups later filed ethics complaints in Maryland and Washington, D.C. for an alleged, quote, "pattern of unethical conduct." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Mattner.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Where?
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I have to tell you about Quince. This clothing, Quince's clothing, is so well made and so comfortable, and it looks so good. Quince has the kind of fall staples that you're going to want to wear over and over and over again. 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60. Classic fit denim, real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. They partner directly with ethical factories and top artisans so they can cut out the middlemen to deliver premium quality to you at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. They're affordable. They're fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe. They hold up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, quince.com for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
leader sees the fear and flame. Democracy's final days. Will history repeat once more? A crisis as the key. Will Trump ignite the fear and doubt to end our liberty? A salute here, a purge begun.
Welcome back. 25 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Nancy in Oak Lawn, Illinois. Hey, Nancy, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Nothing good.
Yeah, it seems. It seems. No. I think there's some green shoots. The protests last weekend were very encouraging.
Oh, they were great. I was out there, and I couldn't have been more proud and more excited. But I'm telling you, every day that that I wake up, there's another thing that they are allowed to do, and we are not living in a democracy. Please stop with that.
Yep.
And I'm not talking to you directly.
I get it.
Here, all I want to say is, I want to get my point across because I've been listening to you from day one, and I used to feel good, and I used to say, yes, this is going to be, we're going to do this, and on and on, and I'm sorry, but my glasses are not as rosy as yours are. And I believe that we are not, well, I believe from day one that we don't live in a democracy, but that's my opinion. But I'm backed by a couple of women that I highly respect. And when I heard Stacey Abrams and Heather Cox Richardson say the same thing, that we're under an illusion of democracy.
Mm-hmm. I don't disagree with that, Nancy, but I'm not willing to give up, and I'm not willing to say that they've won.
I'm not willing to give up. I will fight to my death, and I'll bet that's what it'll come to. I will fight to my death for my country.
Yep.
But what disappoints me is, and I particularly listened for this, when the shutdown started, and I heard this from you, the cons could have prevented shutting it down, and they could have opened it at any time.
Yep.
We don't get that. When I hear that little Mikey Johnson, and I have a name for him, but I can't say it on the radio. He's out there every damn day saying, the Democrats can open
No, he's lying. John Thune could reopen the Senate today. Nancy, I'm out of time, but thank you so much.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your calls. Stick around.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259. That's 800-213-9259.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100
100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Maggie Dawn.
Governor Evers has sounded the alarm. 700,000 Wisconsinites might lose emergency food assistance. We discuss with Amanda Martinez and William Park Sutherland of Kids Forward. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. There are thousands of dams in Wisconsin, and it's up to dam operators to keep them up and running properly. Last year, Wisconsin ranked second worst in the nation for dam failures. Gubernatorial candidate and Congressman Tom Tiffany has made his experience as a dam tender a central part of his campaigns. When asked by WXCO about dam safety last month, Tiffany said dams should be repaired when they need it.
For too long, both local and state government have taken a detour in taking care of the basics, making sure that our infrastructure is fixed. Dams are one of them that we should make sure that they are getting fixed.
Uriah Monday is the state dam safety engineer. He says dams can be owned by a variety of entities, including state, federal, and private owners.
Dams get inspected on a certain regular rotation, and the requirements for maintenance or repair that come out of those inspections.
According to a report released last year from the American Society of Civil Engineers, Wisconsin dams received a C-plus grade in operational health.
In general, I tend to characterize our dam infrastructure as aging, reasonably tended. Most dams need some kind of work on them, right? And that costs money.
The report says several hundred of the approximately 1,000 largest dams have greatly exceeded their design life of 50 to 75 years and need rehabilitation. The Association of State Dam Safety Officials estimates $1.75 billion as the total cost to rehabilitate Wisconsin's dams rated in less than satisfactory condition, and $380 million for those with high hazard potential. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
You're listening to 98.9 WXCO, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Break out the umbrella. Some showers around the area today. Clouds in mid-40s. Breezy northwest winds to 25. Showers tapering off tonight. Clouds stay with us. Lows in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy Thursday. Again, highs in the mid-40s. Currently 44 degrees.
I'm Chad Holmes. Join former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster and myself on Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We'll review last weekend's action in high school football and look ahead to this weekend's playoff action, plus special guests. At 6:30, we'll be talking to Athens head football coach Todd Diethelm. The Blue Jays come off a 46-0 win over Niagara in their first playoff game, and they have a level 2 game at number 1 seed Lena St. Thomas Aquinas, and we'll talk about that as well. And at 7:06, it's our student-athlete guest, Merrill Senior Hunter Opper. We'll talk to him about the season for Merrill and their playoff game against Lakeland on Friday night. The Big High School Sports Show, Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review, joining us. Going to talk to the Milwaukee Public Museum about special things for Halloween and all things sports with Paul Noonan.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, if you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, hey, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake with your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate, backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, you can go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with a happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com and use the code TOM. Or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% off the Happy Z-Pack. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
To forge a brand new land, three powers locked in balance, a system built to stand. They warned us of corruption, of kings who take it all. But now the billionaires are laughing, watching democracy fall. Madison warned us, but nobody cared. Now the wolves own the courthouse, the judge just stares. Congress takes orders, no fight, no debate. And the president's daring the world to complain. Welcome to Madison's nightmare. Justice is for the rich.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, John in Minneapolis. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on your hidden history of American healthcare and about COVID-19. I had noticed that Taiwan had done probably the best in keeping COVID-19 mortality down to, you know, an absolute minimum.
Measurably the best in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, yet that was not reported by the major corporate networks. The only, way that I knew that was by listening to Amy Goodman. And she had, I believe it was the vice president of Taiwan on, who was an epidemiologist. But there is no way that you can, when you don't have a system, which this is not a system of healthcare. It's just a mishmash of all kinds of things going on, and you can't. You have to have a systemic approach to a pandemic. So, in a sense, public health care and public health go hand in hand. And as a practitioner myself, I've seen that. And I've also, you know, I live in a state where United Healthcare dominates, a lot of the policies. Well, it up until recently, it wasn't allowed to write policies here. It was just headquartered here. But it just has such a corrosive effect. Privatized healthcare is not good. I just want to say one more thing. When my wife had a very serious bout of cancer and eventually succumbed to the disease, when I went to the University of Minnesota, they had a special clinic for executives. And I asked, I said, this building was built with public monies, both federal and state taxes. Why is it that they have a special clinic just for executives? And some of the people there, I could tell that they were feeling a lot of pressure from COVID and said to me, yeah, we wonder that too, because they see like one or two patients in a day. Wow. And here they were seeing so many people. Yeah. And, you know, this is the end result of that. It's a two-tiered system that, you know, I think it's an issue that we can talk with Republicans on and conservatives and other people, because I think that people realize when they're being used and they really take exception to being told, why don't you decrease, you know, why don't you die and decrease the excess population? That's exactly what they're really being told what to do in a sense. And so, yeah, there were just many things that went on, but we should, you know, we should allow, we should say every time we talk about health care that 500,000 people died unnecessarily as a result of the lack of policy and the lack of health care and the lack of public health and PPE. Taiwan had enough PPE for every person on that island of 38 million or whatever it is, 32 million people, and they even offered it to us because, you know, I think you brought this up all the time, that there's a point of production ordering. We don't keep anything on hand.
Right.
Well, of course, when there's a disruption in the supply chain, what do you end up with? Well, with no PPE.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was no quick answer to that because we were just caught with our pants down.
It's very straightforward. Taiwan, when they wanted to start this program back in the day, and I don't recall the year, but it's in my book, they brought over an American academic who was an expert on single-payer healthcare systems, and they put together what is now considered the world's best single-payer healthcare system. When you are born, you are issued basically like a Medicare card, and it becomes your identification and your healthcare information, and every single person in the country from cradle to grave has full health insurance. And it costs half of what it costs here in the United States. They have better outcomes, longer lifespan, and just, you know, it just works. John, thank you so much. You said it so well. Josh in Monroe, Wisconsin. Hey, Josh, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Good.
So I got another speaking gig. It was just this last Saturday at the No Kings event here in Monroe. And
cool.
I tried calling you beforehand, but wanted to let you know I kind of lifted your points on what is a radical liberal exactly.
Oh, great.
It was amazing. It's by far the best speech I've ever given, and people were just screaming in joy or adulation, I guess. But one of my main points that I made almost on accident, I wanted to bring up to you, I brought up the Epstein files, and I said, they call us baby killers because we believe in bodily autonomy for all men and women. I thought, wow, I didn't realize it until afterwards, but that encapsulates freedom of choice along with trans rights, and it brings men into the group that previously never thought about bodily autonomy before. But, I mean, if you want to get a tattoo in an ethno-Christian state, good luck. So I thought we should start speaking about it that way. Bodily autonomy for all men and women. And, you know, protect children after birth.
Yeah.
Release the Epstein files. Stop protecting pedophiles. Protecting children after birth includes WIC and gun violence prevention. I wish I'd thought of this stuff 10 years ago, but
hey, better late than never, Josh. Good on you. I'm so glad to hear that was useful to you and that you used it for a speech there in Monroe, Wisconsin. And keep up the great work, Josh.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm thinking about running for state legislature next year, too.
Do it.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, if you decide to do it, let us know, and I'd love to have you on for a little longer conversation. Thank you, Josh.
Great. I'd love that. Thank you.
Good talking to you. Chris in Santa Clara, California. Hey, Chris, thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's on your mind today?
Absolutely. Land, we're a bad bunny. We'll be here in a few months. We're looking forward to welcoming him here. This is Democrat country in Santa Clara. Hey, I wanted to chat a little bit about focusing on what's going to happen after the Voting Rights Act is officially eviscerated by SCOTUS.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate. I mean, sad, But I think realistically, we have to recognize that it's going to be overturned, and it's not going to be just something where we pass a new law that just replaces a law that was, you know, flipped, I mean, back and forth, right, the way that happens all the time with Democrats and Republicans. But in this case, like with Citizens United, I think we're going to be looking at decades where there is no way to write a law that reverses that SCOTUS decision. And so I'm kind of calling to nudge, kind of doing the tag, you're it, but, you know, to chat a little bit here with you about what do we really need to do to anticipate and prepare to a new world that rolls us back to before 1965, right, to a time when the Klan really did rule the South.
We have to get as engaged as we possibly can in the politics of the Democratic Party, in the Democratic Party itself. It is possible for Congress to reverse any Supreme Court decision. Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution, which is really worth reading, says that Congress can define limits on what the Supreme Court can rule on, as well as, you know, regulating the Supreme Court, you know, things like controlling their, the time that they meet, the building they meet in, and their budget. So the Supreme Court is subordinate to Congress. They, you know, they don't want you to know that. But the United States House of Representatives and the United States Senate are the first among equals of the three branches of government. And so
I think there's no question. But I also think realistically, I mean, I'm looking in terms of, you know,
we were two votes away from it, Chris. We were two votes away from it in 2022.
Yeah. No, of course. I mean, you know, my gosh. I mean, Tom, you know, I've called, you know, I served on the DNC for 16 years. I'm still on our state, you know, central committee in California.
So you know this
stuff. Engaged. Yeah, absolutely.
So why are you saying it's not possible?
For decades. I think there's a reality that, you know, we want to keep the filibuster. At least I think that's kind of been the national consensus. Perhaps it gets flipped. But in order to change what you're talking about, you got to have all three branches, and you're going
to
have enough.
No, you don't have to have all three branches. You just have to have the White House and Congress. And I would,
I mean. Well,
I would strongly recommend, Chris,
meant,
that you go back and look at what happened in 1933, in the election in 1933. I think that we're going to see something very much like that in 2028, maybe in 2026.
Yeah, I think it's very possible to go forward. I think what I'm hoping we start with the discussion is after this changes, it's going to require, I think you're right, about getting engaged on the very local level of the Democratic Party. So I guess I'm nudging to keep that on for a longer discussion in the future.
Good on you. Chris, thank you. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Mm-hmm. And thanks for your activism. It's 46 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, J.D. Vance would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you.
Recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught. Service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi. As a resident of New York in the early 80s, I used to go to work and to Grand Central Station, and Trump's first job there was he took the Commodore Hotel above Grand Central Station, which was a big, beautiful, stately hotel, and he tore it down and put up a glass, mirror glass building, and it was ridiculous. And then the next thing he did was he bought Bonwit Teller Building, which was a beautiful landmark Art Deco building, and he promised the city of New York and the Metropolitan Museum of Art that he would preserve the facade. And there was these like 15-foot panels with reliefs of women, and they wanted those specifically. And there was a 2,000-pound nickel gate, a grid across the top of it. The museum wanted that too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one night, 50 of these Polish undocumented workers that he had hired tore down the whole thing.
Yep.
And people were aghast, and Trump said, well, it really didn't have any aesthetic value. And it was a shame and a big loss.
That's where he built Trump Tower. Yeah, I'm very, very familiar with the story, Bill.
Yeah.
He's doing the same thing to the White House now, you know, to build the Epstein Ballroom.
Right. And with Grand Central, I had to go to work, and he closed off one of the subway tunnels. And if you know Grand Central, it's nine blocks, city blocks big.
Mm-hmm.
There's 20 blocks to a mile.
Yeah.
So I had to walk around half the building to get to work, to get it to another. And he never finished fixing that tunnel because it was for the little people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the city had to fix it up again.
That's Donald Trump. That's Donald Trump. Bill, thank you. Thank you very much for pointing all that out. I appreciate it. Phil in Pittsburgh. Hey, Phil, what's on your mind today?
Tom, can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, great. Great. We're going to have an idea for save our country from this Trump dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Mike Johnson, as Speaker of the House, he was involved in that Stop the Steal in 2020. It's pretty close to that Donald Trump.
Right.
I recall we had former Speaker of the House, that McCarthy guy, was removed from the speakership. I suggest that we get enough support to remove Johnson from the speakership. And I think by now we might be able to get that. Of course, first of all, he has to open Congress back up again. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not certain if he's even willing to do that. Yeah. In the meantime, once they could get, if they could get Johnson removed as Speaker, then we could put somebody in that we could all at least agree with, or somebody that could fix all this.
If you want a Republican, why not put in Liz Cheney? The Speaker does not have to be a member of the House.
Well, that's correct. Let's go for Adam Kinzinger, somebody that they could agree with and go with.
I would say then, Liz Cheney. I mean, she's a Republican goddess.
Somebody that could help fix this country.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that all done, you got to immediately move to impeach both Vance and Trump.
Yep.
And then our new Speaker becomes president, and we can get on with the regular work of this great country.
Yeah, I'm with you, Phil. And I never thought I would be openly in favor of Liz Cheney as Speaker of the House. It's third in line to the White House.
Yeah, really. I wouldn't think I'd ever hear that from you either.
But here we are. I mean, that's how bad it is that we have to be looking at to the Cheney family for, you know, rationality patriotism, frankly, you know, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
It's just incredible.
Well, so, like, if they can get, I mean, I don't know if Johnson's even going to call Congress back into session.
Yeah, we'll see.
There's a chance that he might not even do that.
We'll see. I think he's going to have to. Phil, thanks for the call. And thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I will catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end.
Don't act like that. Don't wear that. Don't think that. I've heard everything you tell yourself every time you felt different, and I want you to know that you can be vulnerable and powerful. That taking care of your mind is taking care of everyone you love and who loves you. Love your mind. So-
Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
He is the executive director of Back 40 Action. Will Westmoreland is here. So, Will, we can't sell our soybeans. There's no market for that. But Brooke Rollins, Secretary of Agriculture, says it's all great. What are you hearing from fellow farmers?
Well, Jane, we are the world's leader in one department of agriculture now that Donald Trump is president and Brooke Rollins is Secretary of Agriculture, and that's word salad.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The State Department says Secretary of State Marco Rubio will be the latest administration official to head to Israel. Former Mideast coordinator Dennis Ross says disarming Hamas remains a sticking point in the Gaza peace plan.
I mean, I think the key to this is basically making sure they can't acquire arms, which it really means you have to stop the smuggling.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said in a social media post the U.S. military has conducted its eighth strike on an alleged drug vessel, this time in the Eastern Pacific Ocean. The others were in the Caribbean. Hegseth has signed a memo requiring military personnel get approval before corresponding with Congress. That includes the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Tarian Small has the latest on the shutdown.
We're on the 22nd day of this government shutdown, and it appears that a resolution is still nowhere in sight.
On Wall Street at this hour, stocks are lower. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.